there. This is news team correspondent Kirby Rucker for the AFM NewsHour. And today we're going to be speaking with Kim Bailey, who is the Pollinator Month coordinator for the Hendersonville Tree Board. June is Pollinator Awareness Month, and there's all kinds of exciting events happening this month in Hendersonville and Buncombe County to help you get involved. Kim, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here for Pollinator Month.
I know. I'm so excited. Kim, I know that there are all kinds of pollinators. There's bees and birds and butterflies and bats and beetles and others. Can you tell us a little bit about why exactly it's so important to recognize pollinators this month? Like, what all do pollinators really do for us?
They do everything for us. Usually the first thing we think about is our own food system. And there's a quote that's been spread around, probably people have heard it, that one of every three bites of food that you take is there because of pollinators. And those are mostly because of insect pollinators and mostly bees. But those are just the crops that we grow. Think about all the plants out there that need to reproduce and feed the rest of the ecosystem. So they help all of nature. About 90% of all wild plants and trees need pollinators for their very survival, and we need them for our survival.
Yeah, exactly. So why exactly is it so important for us to come together at this time and protect these pollinators? What's happening with them?
Well, the honeybees have been in the news a lot. Also, the monarch butterfly population just a few years ago had been down to less than 10% of what it used to be, the average. So to lose 90% of your population is a big deal. To put that in human terms, we say it's like losing every person in the United States except people in Ohio and Florida. Now, we've been planting a lot of milkweed, and the monarchs have done better in the past several years. In fact, I was just in Mexico this winter, and it was one of the highest populations they've had in probably 12 years. So it's good to see that things can turn around.
That's really encouraging to hear. So can you tell us about some of these events that the Hendersonville Tree Board has planned for Hendersonville and Buncombe County this month?
Sure. Our program in Hendersonville is coordinated by our Tree Board in partnership with our Environmental Sustainability Board. And we have a whole variety of events. We try to do something for all different ages, indoor events, outdoor events where we can get people out into the gardens and out into nature and see these pollinators at work. We also do events related to food. So we've already had our honey, mead, and more tasting, but we've got a farmer's market event coming up this Saturday. It's at our tailgate market, the market in downtown Hendersonville that's been there for 40 years. And we'll have pollinator plants available for donations, and lots of vendors will be selling the fruits and vegetables that we have because of pollinators.
So if one of our listeners were to go to one of these events, what exactly could they plan on learning if they were to attend? Like, will the events be educational, any of them?
Yes, we have some that are more geared towards adults. If you want to learn how to plant a pollinator garden, there are several events that teach you how to do that. There are some events that even show you how to do it by taking you through existing pollinator gardens and pointing out the plants, identifying them, looking for the pollinators that are visiting them. We've got a course at our extension office, which is actually Thursday night. Buncombe County, that program is coordinated by Asheville Greenworks, and they've got some pollinator gardening classes as well at local nurseries. And lots of kids events too. The Hands-On Children's Museum is having an event. The Asheville Science Museum is having an event. Holmes Forest, the Carl Sandburg House. So any age can participate in Pollinator Month.
Awesome. Is there anywhere online that our listeners could go to find a complete set of these events?
Yes. If you just go to hendersonvillenc.gov and then do /b-city, you'll see the link to Hendersonville's events. And at the bottom of that list, you'll get a link to the Asheville events. And those are on the Asheville Greenworks website. I think it's ashevillegreenworks.org. pollination-celebration. And at the bottom of their list, they'll link back to our list. So we always try to work together since we're neighboring counties and neighboring Bee City USA affiliates.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, Kim, is there anything else that you would like for our listeners to know before we let you go today?
Just if people will check out the events and make a point to get to at least one of them, there's something there for everybody, whether you want to take a walk through a garden, if you want to learn how to be a beekeeper, if you want to watch a movie all about pollinators, there's just a whole variety, definitely something for everybody.
I agree. Kim, thank you so, so much for joining us today and talking about this very important topic. It has been really helpful and really informative.
Thank you so much.